Discovering the Philosopher in You, Lecture 7, Happiness and Right Action. What makes something right or wrong?
In the last lecture, we discussed what makes something right or wrong, and we considered the difference between the cognitivist approach and the non-cognitivist approach, and we ended by discussing the question of whether God's edicts might make something right or wrong. And we came to the conclusion, fundamentally, that what makes something right or wrong is basically what type of thing it is, so that whether murder is wrong is a matter of the moral fact itself. There's no external foundation for that. Just murder is wrong in itself, rape is wrong in itself, stealing is wrong in itself, and there's no external vantage point from which we can somehow motivate or defend those basic principles. That may be accepted, but somebody might say, but surely there's a further question we need to ask this. I suppose I say that stealing is wrong. Can't I be asked what my reason is for saying that? Can't I be asked to defend the view? Why is it that I think that stealing is wrong? What is it about stealing? That seems like an entirely reasonable question. Why do we say that stealing is wrong? Why do all of these things we call wrong, why do they belong together as wrong, similarly with right? Well, this question naturally leads us to a consideration of the idea of happiness, which we haven't talked about so far. Surely there must be a connection, it might be thought, between morality and human happiness. It can't be that these things are independent of each other, that morality's got nothing to do with happiness. I mean, perhaps there have been some very esoteric and stoical types who've dissociate happiness and morality completely, but for most, at least modern thinkers, those of us in the modern era, there must be a connection between what makes something right and what makes somebody happy. Well, the view that there's a very close connection between happiness and right, or virtue and happiness, is the view called utilitarianism, which was mainly defended by Jeremy Bentham, the 19th century philosopher who actually used to be the head of the college I was in when I started being a philosopher, and whose body, preserved body, would sit there in a glass case and we'd see it every day. But Jeremy Bentham was the founder of utilitarianism. So let's talk about utilitarianism. The idea of utilitarianism is actually extremely simple. It says that an action is right if it leads to or promotes human happiness. An action is wrong if it does not lead to human happiness and leads, in fact, to its opposite, human misery or suffering. So according to utilitarianism, an action is right or wrong according to its consequences. Its consequences specifically to do with human happiness or human well-being, whatever quite human happiness and well-being might consist of, and that's a question we will come back to. So whenever you are asking a question of yourself as to whether some action, projected course of action, is right or wrong, what you're asking is, how would that action contribute to the happiness or well-being of people? What are the consequences for well-being of it? So, if we take the case of stealing and we're asked the question, why is stealing wrong? We might say, because stealing is wrong because if somebody takes your stuff away from you, it makes you unhappy. Your well-being is thereby reduced. Somebody steals your furniture or your car, you are less happy than you were before they stole those things. So let's be a bit more precise about the idea of utilitarianism. It basically says this: an action is to be judged according to whether it produces the greatest happiness for the greatest number. And that's the well-known phrase that Jeremy Bentham introduced. So an action is good if it leads to the greatest happiness for the greatest number. An action is bad when it fails to do that. So if I'm faced with a choice between two actions, suppose I'm wondering whether to give money to one charity or to another charity, and I say, should I give it to charity A or should I give it to charity B? According to utilitarianism, there's only one criterion I can appeal to there: whether giving the money to charity A will lead to more happiness for more people than giving the money to charity B. In other words, the consequential utilities of the action. The utilities are the degrees of happiness that result from the action, and my only question is maximising those utilities.